If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, Michael's back. Michael's back. What time is it? It is now 10 o'clock, darling. In fact, we'll just make it 10:08 right here on WCCO. It's time for the Mom and Michael Hour, and it is my favorite hour for these 23 years. Well, it has been 23, Michael. I think you started about 10 years after I was there here at CCO.
I think it's been 13 years for me, actually.
Oh, 13. Okay. Okay, Michael, first of all, hi, honey.
Hi. By the way, do you know it's May 1st?
It is May 1st. My birthday's coming up, dude.
And your birthday's coming up. And there's the whole joke of this song from NSYNC with Justin Timberlake where everyone says it's going to be May. You know, because it's the line from Justin Timberlake where he says it's going to be me. But the way he says me, he says May. And so there's this meme that goes around every single year of Justin Timberlake's face. And they say it's going to be, and it's a picture of his face because we all know it's going to be May. And at the end of April, that's always a popular thing. So I wasn't at this party, but Lance Bass, member of NSYNC, owns a club here in West Hollywood. And I saw a video that they posted from the club for Lance Bass's birthday, where they played that song where Justin Timberlake sings that line at the club as the clock struck midnight for May 1st. And everyone was there singing along saying, it's going to be May. So, you know, one of those cool things you can do in Los Angeles when you're playing into the joke that is the association of that song and May 1st.
Well, there you go. By the way, you do not have to get me anything for my birthday. You know what I want for my birthday from you?
What's that?
I want to come visit you. I want to come see you.
Come hang out
with my son. Yep. That's what I want to do.
Oh, you have all the
I can't
stories.
Do it. I can't do it on May 4th, but I'm sure going to get there either at the end of May or beginning of June.
You'll have all the stories. You'll come back. You have gone to all the clubs and the restaurants and the brunches and the places. And hopefully people are in town. I went to brunch on Saturday. And, you know, Coachella is over.
Right.
But there was a third weekend, which was the weekend after the second weekend of Coachella was Stagecoach. And there were major artists performing at Stagecoach, and there were a few other shows going on in Indio and parts of Palm Springs. So really, I went to brunch on Saturday, And people, no one was there. I was asking the staff, they're like, hey, where is everyone? And they were thinking maybe it was Stagecoach or something else like that. So people were still out and gone. And then later that evening, I met some friends for drinks. And that was not the case. It was wall-to-wall packed. So I guess, I guess we all went to Stagecoach during the day, drove back, and then went out Saturday evening. Because when I tell you, every club was wall-to-wall packed here in Los Angeles. People were out doing their thing. And again, that was part of the whole weekend where Lance Bass had his party. And there were celebrities. Tom Daly was at a bar I was at in West Hollywood. E.J. Johnson, Magic Johnson's son, he was at the exact same bar at the exact same time. There were all these famous people hanging out at this one random sports bar in the middle of West Hollywood. I don't know why. E.J. Johnson had, like, pointy, sequin, sparkly shoulders on his jacket at a sports dive bar in West Hollywood. I mean, I would wear the same thing. If I could, I would also do that. But it was the whole thing. I'm like, we have an Olympian. We have the son of a famous basketball player. It's wall-to-wall packed. People are out. It was a very eventful weekend.
Well, it's always an eventful weekend with you, Michael. And by the way, I think it was Bill Maher that was quoted as saying, COVID is over. You know, COVID is over. And a lot of his fans are going to absolutely take that and run with it. Yay, COVID is over. I don't think I'm there yet.
Oh, it's not over. I still have friends getting it right now because they didn't get it before. As you know, I got it over the holidays. So I feel like I'm in a short period where I might not get it again. But that isn't confirmed. I very well might be able to get it again. And there was an iClub I walked into on Saturday evening. And I went in there and it was just, like I mentioned, wall to wall packed, even though there was a whole wall gone. It was technically open air between the amount of people who were in there and the fog machine. It was just too much. And I walked in and I took one breath and I said, well, this is COVID. So it most definitely is not over. Any of us who are going back to the office are probably getting emails about, you know, hey, you may have been exposed to someone who had COVID. It is still going around. People are still getting it. If it seems slower, it's because in big cities, so many of us have had it already. So I imagine when our temporary immunity from Omicron wears off, whatever's going around, we'll get that all again. And that'll be that. But I can tell you something, though. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a cold or the regular flu in quite some time. And obviously it's because we aren't going out as much, but as you've heard, I have been going out as of late. But the big difference here is I stopped biting my nails.
When did you stop? You've been doing that since you were like five.
I have been biting my nails my entire life. And years ago, I realized that that's probably a good reason why I catch every cold flu that's going around. I always get it because I'm biting my nails all the time. It's been a thing that I've done and had for a long time. And this year, starting in January, I started, ready for it, I started getting mani-pedis.
this past January, really?
I started getting manicures and pedicures. I've had two manicure pedicures in my entire life. The first one was with you when I was a teenager. Yeah. And I was like, this takes too long. Why am I doing this? No, thank you. It smells like chemicals in here. This is the whole thing. My nails are
you
so
hated
shiny.
It.
Why
not? Yeah.
I hated it. Mm-hmm. And then I went with...
But I thought it would stop you from eating your nails, man. You were like...
Yeah, I mean, that was very, very good thinking. But as a teenager, I was like, what is that? This is not a thing I will ever want to do again. And I went with Joey and my friend Audra a few years ago. And that was cool because it's like a leg massage. Still, I just was like, this is such a tedious process. There's no way I would ever do this. January of this year, I went to the mall that I always go to see movies and go shop and hang out. And I was like, okay, I'm here anyway. There's a new... spa salon, I guess you can call it, open. And I said, you know what, let me go in here and just try this. I did it for the new year. And I said, okay, I'll get a mani-pedi.
This was your resolution, was it?
It wasn't a resolution.
Not peace on earth, mani-pedi.
Normally I go to the spa, I detox, I get a massage, it's like a new year. And I was like, well, COVID, I'm not going to go do all those things, but I'll go do this weird thing that I haven't done in forever that I know is very relaxing and nice. It'll be a nice start to the year to have really clean nails. and it'll be something different. And then I kept going every 2 weeks, and I haven't bitten my nail since. And
you have not, literally, it cured you.
From
biting your nails. I mean, seriously, you've been doing that for so long.
But this is such an expensive cure.
Yes, it is.
Sweet Jesus. I think I've told you, Century City Mall, the Westfield Century City Mall is a scene. People go there and they dress up. Okay, they look good. They have their puppies and their families.
Did you go get a mani pedi?
But I'm saying that mall is not a place you show up in sweatpants. It's a place you show up in Gucci. So the salon, is very expensive. It's very nice. It's very clean. They have massage chairs. They're very, everything's great there. But the prices are through the roof. But I'm there anyway. I thought I would do it. And now they've gotten used to seeing me. They call me sweetie and handsome, which, great. Thank you. I will take all those compliments. I think they called me that when you took me, when I was a teenager back in the day.
Wow.
But it's a very expensive habit. But I guess I can write it off to my health and say, I stopped biting my nails. This is good. We're still in a pandemic. COVID is still an issue. There's still colds and flus around. But I think the miser might say, it's called nail clippers. You can do it yourself.
Right. You can do it yourself, but not as well as they can. They can. I mean, there really is an art to it all. And I have to tell you, Michael, it's so expensive here in Minnesota. I'm sure it's really expensive there, too. But I went to go get a fill, an acrylic fill, so I don't have any fake nails on. It's just the stuff that keeps your nails strong. And I had acrylic put on and gel polish, and it cost me $50. And I decided, I got up to leave, and I said, you may not see me for a long time, because $50 for a fill is just too much. It's too much. It doesn't make any sense to me. You could go buy some dip and do it yourself. Have you heard of dip, where you put your finger in this little bottle with this powder and glue, and you just dip it in there, and it's on, and you cleaning around the edges and get gone.
I haven't heard of that.
$50? Then I should have like a drink. You should be offering me champagne for $50.
Yes, they should offer you champagne.
And I don't even drink champagne.
It's the whole thing. So I went and got a basic manicure, pedicure. I got the buff on my feet and nails. No polish, just a basic service. Guess how much it was after tip?
Well, it is, it's L.A. Okay, I'm glad that you paused right there. $100?
It was $100.
For a mani pedi?
Basic services at this particular mall where, again, it's one of those places. And so, wonderful. I found this thing that cured me of biting my nails. Oh, here's to my health, but here's not to my bank account. So I gotta figure something else out.
$100
to be able to not bite my nails. And
do they have those fish that eat all of your, those fish that eat around your toes and carrying on?
Oh, all that's extra. If you want to get callus,
would you ever do that though? Would you ever do that?
Sure. I mean,
I would never do that. I could never eat fish again. Hey, Michael, we have to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now 10:24 here at WCCO. This is the Mom and Michael Hour, my favorite hour, as we ended tonight at 11. And we are excited that you have decided to stick and stay with us. We just really appreciate it. I just love this hour, as well as the other hours, too. Now, Michael Battle, of course, we're talking about mani-pedis. I don't know if they're still doing that fish thing. I mean, they might have taken that. You know, they might have had inspectors come in and find out if people are complaining about it, because I haven't seen it in forever. I have not seen
those. People are
fish.
Still doing it with a tiny fish better in a large vat, if you will. You put your feet in there, and they're carnivorous fish, and they eat all the dead skin cells off your feet. That's
you know, I didn't happens. Need to hear that. You know, it's 10-something. Hey, I need to go to sleep tonight.
I don't know if they, this particular place.
These
I
are not
go.
Sugar plums like dancing in my brain, dude. Come on.
I'm not sure if this place does that service, but it still exists. But I'm just still bewildered. I mean, this whole mani-pedi thing is just not a thing that I've ever done. It's not a thing that I've ever wanted to do. I've just never really been a big fan of it. It's expensive. I have many friends that get actual various colors of polish put on their nails. It's very popular here in certain parts of Los Angeles. And I just feel like I just don't think I can go to work like that. So I don't do it. I'll go with a little bit of buffing on there. But anyway, it's all new to me. I'm behind the times because Lord knows the kids are doing all the things and painting the nails, and it's no big deal. I've joined the bandwagon, and most importantly have stopped biting my nails after an entire life of doing so. So if anyone else out there needs to find a way to stop biting their nails, might I suggest a very expensive remedy, and that is a manicure.
Michael, your nieces are like taking Shagun and just making that poor little boy seriously their own statue. It's like he's the doll of the family. And so they put makeup on him, they do his nails, and he just sits there looking around like, what is happening to me? Who should I call? You know?
He's the youngest. And it's funny because like Sarah actually has a good fashion eye. You know,
she does.
All matches. He had glasses. She put a cell phone in his hand like he just couldn't even. And
but I thought that was his sister, Sade. I thought it was Sade. Oh, and it was Shagun.
Right. But it was him all dressed up, having no idea why he is
the look
in
on
all
his
of
face.
That. But
look, I could see it in his sunglasses. He was looking around like, who's not here that's supposed to help me? I mean, come
why,
on. Somebody
why
need to come
to me?
Rescue
why?
Me.
But you know what? I saw that picture of him dressed up by his older sister, and I laughed so hard, not just because of what it was, but also picturing what he'll think when he sees that picture when he's older and looks back and realizes what his sisters did to him. I mean, my older sister put me in class and made me learn languages that she had invented and literally had to learn how to conjugate said languages and try to form sentences in said languages. I was put into school by my sister when I wasn't in school. So I understand the whole younger brother, you know, situation. So I think, hopefully he'll look back on that experience as fondly as I do that with Venice.
Oh my God, he looked just disgusted. I remember one time they put a skirt on his head. They put a skirt on his head and he looked terrified. He was sitting there looking around going, can't somebody help me?
Why am I
hilarious?
It was the lipstick for me. It was like, wow, they went all the way. They put him in lipstick, the phone, the glasses.
The whole bit. But, oh, my God, I felt bad for him. So today when he showed up in all of his glory with, you know, his favorite pants on to have the sharks on his knees, you know, he was pretty happy. But he looked at me as if to say, I'm so grateful to see you, Grandma.
You have saved me from the sisters who dressed me up.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Stop doing that, poor baby.
I know. Yes, it's hilarious. And he looks so much like his sister. So, you know, I thought it was her. And wow. Hey, Michael, by the way, we have a men's spa salon in Minneapolis. Did you know that?
I drove past it when I was there in the summer. I saw it all on the side of a building. I think it's on Washington.
Washington. Yes. 930 South Washington Avenue.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to stop biting your nails, I'm sure that men's spa offers manicures. That's the place to go.
I'm sure of it. Why not? And it's open from 9 a.m. on, so who knows? Go get it. Go to mensspasalon.com. Now, look, I don't know anybody that's ever gone. I don't know what it's like. I'm just letting you know, guys, there is a men's spa on Washington in downtown Minneapolis.
But it doesn't need to be a men's spa. It can be any spa anywhere. You can just go get it done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. And when they get the clear polish on, you know that guy that I was dating? Yeah, I took him to get one of those, and he decided he wanted the polish, the clear.
You don't need the clear polish, just the buff on there.
I know, but you tell him that, okay? Hey, we got to take a break, and then we'll come back in a minute. We'll be back. It is now 10:35 here at WCCO. Welcome back. As we wrap up this half hour, my goodness, it is already 10:35. I want to talk to Michael about theater. As you all know, he loves operas, he loves theater, and so much more, Michael. I mean, really, you are into the arts completely. And I am always interested in the place that you choose to go to or the concerts that you choose to go to. Can you tell me the last time you went to a concert and the last time you went to a play and the last time you went to an opera?
Yes, so I'll go in reverse. The last concert I went to was Alanis Morissette at the Hollywood Bowl here in Los Angeles, and that was an amazing, amazing show. She killed it. She was just, I was rocking out the whole time. Last opera I went to was not Akhenaten. It was the other Philip Glass piece called Satyagraha. And that was probably 4 years ago. I want to go see that at the LA Opera. Potentially only three, maybe the year before the lockdown here. And I haven't seen live theater, live performances besides Alanis Morissette since the lockdown here in LA.
No musicals?
And nothing, because we really just haven't had them. I didn't feel comfortable going, so we haven't seen any live show. But this weekend, I got to go see touring Broadway musical for the first time since the pandemic began, and it was a glorious return to seeing it. And guess what show I got to go see?
What did you get to go see?
Hades Town.
Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about that tonight. That's right.
So apparently, I looked it up, and Hades Town was in Minneapolis in March. So it's already come and gone through that city. Did you get a chance to see it, or did you talk about it?
I don't remember if I talked about it. I don't think so. I'm still trying to figure that out, Michael. But it was March 15th through the 20th this year at the Orpheum Theater. So I'm sure people, you know, went to go see it. I read about it, the musical online, and I just thought, nah, not for me. I even watched some of the clips of the music and the performers and what the stage was like. And it was just a little kitschy for me. I don't know. It didn't make me want to see it. And I thought it was about hell.
I mean, understandably, it is called Hades Town, but I will say I felt the exact same way that you felt. I originally, this was Friday evening. It was Friday afternoon. I was still working. And I said, you know what? I'm really missing the arts. I want to go see some sort of really good performance. And there's a show of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the Geffen Theater here with Calista Flockhart and I forget the name, one other name who's in the show. And I know people who are friends with them and who were saying it's really, really good. And I was like, hey, let's go see that. But then the Geffen has a rule where you have to wear masks in the theaters. And I was like, you know what? That just doesn't seem as free as I would like it to be this evening. You know, so maybe I'll look around. And Joey said, I'm surprised you don't want to go see Hadestown, which is the Broadway musical that's here in town right now. And I said, you know, I don't know anything about that show. I've never heard of it. So like you, I went online and read a review of the show. I went and watched the trailer for the show and tried to get a sense of what it was. And I had the same takeaway. It just seemed like this period piece set in the, you know, 20s or 40s. And it just seemed like a lot of people, you know, doing kind of a New Orleans style music period piece. And I had no interest of going back to that time and living in that space and you know, all the tropes that tend to come with pieces like that. I just had no interest in doing that. You know,
what changed your mind?
Well, I will say one more piece. I even watched a YouTube clip of one of the famous scenes of the show, and I was watching it, and I was entirely bored, and I scrolled down to read the comments, and they were all saying, oh, this scene's so amazing, that people cried when they saw the scene in theaters. They're saying the video doesn't do it justice. I'm like, what are they talking about? It's just some dude on stage with some lamps swinging around him. I don't understand what they're talking about. I said, all right, I'm not going to go buy orchestra seats to see the show, but you know what? I'll play the Broadway cast recording on in the background while I'm working. So I hit play on YouTube, and I just kept working, and I couldn't work. I was transfixed by the music. It is not this New Orleans period piece. It's like this hybrid alternative music, extraordinary harmonies. The show has smatterings of Rent, Dear Evan Hansen, Once on This Island, Pippin, all combined, oh, and a little bit of Hamilton in there, all into one piece, and fabulously diverse. And it takes all these Greek myths and combines them all. Hades and Persephone, Hermes is in it, and it takes these various stories and puts them together into this tragic love story. And it just, the music was so incredible. And I said, this is nothing like I saw in the ads. This is nothing like I read about. But whatever this is that I'm listening to, I want to go see that live because the vocals, the songs, the music itself is so beautiful. So I bought tickets, orchestra seats at the Amundsen Theater here downtown Los Angeles. And on a whim, we went to go see the show, not knowing what I was getting into. And I just thought, you know what, this music will be good. I don't know what they were talking about online, about breaking into tears, all that kind of stuff. The show starts. When I tell you this musical was extraordinary, it was truly extraordinary. The vocals, the set, the harmonies, the structure of the songs themselves, the acting performances, the choreography. And then there came the song, Wait For Me, near the end of the first act, which is the video that I tuned out halfway through and was reading comments on, and they were all saying how amazing it was. And I didn't understand, but when you see it in the theater, I literally broke into tears during that scene. Halfway into that scene, I just started weeping. It is awe-inspiring. It is so wonderfully simplistic, the stagecraft that they use to create the effect, which I won't give away here because, you know, if someone wants to travel to go see it either on Broadway or in Los Angeles, it is worth it. But I won't give away what happens. It's a very simple moment, and just their use of light and dark and shadow. And it just, when it happens, I felt like I was watching a magic show. And they actually were using principles of using, you know, stronger lights to hide shadow that I've seen in actual magic shows. It was all played into this one moment in the show. But that was one thing. The tears were there, but all of it, the whole story itself was fantastic. So it has easily become one of my favorite Broadway shows ever, which is a big thing to say.
Yeah,
it's a very big statement. I have given this speech to friends of mine this weekend already saying, if you want to go see it, I will go back with you to see it a second time. I purchased the album already. I played it religiously. Even I told you I went out the other night, and on the way home in the Uber, I had one of the songs stuck in my head, and I found myself playing it on my phone. I'm sure the driver was like, who's this guy leaving a nightclub playing a Broadway musical with sad songs? But it was just, it has such beautifully haunting music. I just wanted to play it again and sing with it. So it's already left the Twin Cities, but I'm just seeing it now. I'm late to the bandwagon. It won 10 Tonys, including Best Musical. Before the Broadway cast recording, there was a concept album release that won a Grammy. So it has won many awards. People have acknowledged how amazing the show is. And even when I went to go buy tickets, I could see that throughout the run here in Los Angeles, it was quite popular. So I knew something was happening here. So I'm late to the game from 2019, but in 2022, I can tell you, this show is a must-see.
Well, I'm never going to go. And because it took you 10 minutes to explain that, I'm very clear I'm never going to go. But however, I will listen to the album and just check out more of the songs, because the songs I heard, it just did not move me. So, yeah, I'm never going to see it.
But actually, my work here is done, because if you go on YouTube and listen to the Broadway cast recording from beginning to end, you won't be able to not want to see the show, because the music is that good. You're going to listen to it and say, what is this? I must go see this in theaters. So trust me, it's going to change you.
I'm not going to listen to it. I'm never going to say I must go. Nope, that's not going to happen.
I wonder if it's still here in June when you come here, because, you know, we could just go see it again.
I don't think so. Is there a Cirque du Soleil show? Same thing.
There is.
Cirque du Soleil, Hadestown. Cirque du Soleil, Hadestown. Same thing.
Very different. And you also said you were never going to watch all the Marvel films, and yet,
I've been watching them. I really have.
Yeah, you've been watching them all.
I've watched several of them now.
Right. And you realize how wonderful.
Because Javita loves them. So I sit with her and we watch them.
And they're great. So in the same way you say you're never, quote unquote, never going to see Hadestown or never going to do X, Y, and Z, I will leave ample space for you to see the brilliance of this show and want to go see it.
Oh, my gosh. You just put me on blast. I do not appreciate it.
I did. I did indeed.
Okay, Michael, we're going to take a break, because I need to breathe just to think about that and all that you put into that. That was really something. I've heard you talk about operas like that, but never a Broadway piece like that.
It's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary.
It's truly extraordinary. I'm playing the album, trying to learn the harmonies, just the musicality of it all. It's on a whole different level. So if you
and
like
I can't even get you to sing the prayer with me. You know the one,
well,
the one Andrea Bocelli and what's her name?
And
Celine Dion.
That's a much more
song, Celine. Oh, come on, Michael, really?
Oh, sorry. Yes, you're right. Celine Dion, correct. Sorry. Uh-huh. But you know, listen to Hadestown. And maybe we can sing one of those together.
God, no. No. No, I'm never going to listen to that. I'm not interested. I read all about it. I watched a couple of videos, and that was enough.
But again, it was really poorly advertised.
I know, son. I really appreciate you. But you know what we have to do right now?
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app, and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet, and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It is now 10:35 here at WCCO. Welcome back. As we wrap up this half hour, my goodness, it is already 10:35. I want to talk to Michael about theater. As you all know, he loves operas, he loves theater, and so much more, Michael. I mean, really, you are into the arts completely. And I am always interested in the place that you choose to go to or the concerts that you choose to go to. Can you tell me the last time you went to a concert and the last time you went to a play and the last time you went to an opera?
Yes, so I'll go in reverse. The last concert I went to was Alanis Morissette at the Hollywood Bowl here in Los Angeles, and that was an amazing, amazing show. She killed it. She was just, I was rocking out the whole time. The last opera I went to was not Akhenaten. It was the other Philip Glass piece called Satyagraha. And that was probably 4 years ago. I want to go see that at the LA Opera. Potentially only three. Maybe the year before the lockdown here. And I haven't seen live theater, live performances besides Alanis Morissette since the lockdown here in LA.
No musicals?
And nothing, because we really just haven't had them. I didn't feel comfortable going, so we haven't seen the live show. But this weekend, I got to go see touring Broadway musical for the first time since the pandemic began, and it was a glorious return to seeing it. And guess what show I got to go see?
What did you get to go see?
Hadestown.
Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about that tonight. That's right.
So apparently, I looked it up, and Hadestown was in Minneapolis in March. So it's already come and gone through that city. Did you get a chance to see it, or did you talk about it?
I don't remember if I talked about it. I don't think so. I'm still trying to figure that out, Michael. But it was March 15th through the 20th this year at the Orpheum Theater. So I'm sure people, went to go see it. I read about it, the musical online, and I just thought, nah, not for me. I even watched some of the clips of the music and the performers and what the stage was like. And it was just a little kitschy for me. I don't know. It didn't make me want to see it. And I thought it was about hell.
I mean, understandably, it is called Hadestown, but I will say I felt the exact same way that you felt. I originally, This was Friday evening. It was Friday afternoon. I was still working. And I said, you know what? I'm really missing the arts. I want to go see some sort of really good performance. And there's a show of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the Geffen Theater here with Calista Flockhart and I forget his name, one other name who's in the show. And I know people who are friends with them and who were saying it's really, really good. And I was like, hey, let's go see that. But then the Geffen has a rule where you have to wear masks in the theaters. And I was like, you know what? That just doesn't seem as free as I would like it to be this evening. You know, so maybe I'll look around. And Joey said, I'm surprised you don't want to go see Hadestown, which is the Broadway musical that's here in town right now. And I said, you know, I don't know anything about that show. I've never heard of it. So like you, I went online and read a review of the show. I went and watched the trailer for the show and tried to get a sense of what it was. And I had the same takeaway. It just seemed like this period piece set in the, you know, 20s or 40s. And it just seemed like a lot of people, you know, doing kind of a New Orleans style music period piece. And I had no interest of going back to that time and living in that space and you know, all the tropes that tend to come with pieces like that. I just had no interest in doing that. You know,
what changed your mind?
Well, I will say one more piece. I even watched a YouTube clip of one of the famous scenes of the show, and I was watching it, and I was entirely bored, and I scrolled down to read the comments, and they were all saying, oh, this scene's so amazing. People cried when they saw the scene in theaters. They're saying the video doesn't do it justice. I'm like, what are they talking about? It's just some dude on stage with some lamps swinging around him. I don't understand what they're talking about. I said, all right, I'm not going to go buy orchestra seats to see the show, but you know what? I'll play the Broadway cast recording on in the background while I'm working. So I hit play on YouTube, and I just kept working, and I couldn't work. I was transfixed by the music. It is not this New Orleans period piece. It's like this hybrid alternative music, extraordinary harmonies. The show has smatterings of Rent, Dear Evan Hansen, Once on This Island, Pippin, all combined, oh, and a little bit of Hamilton in there, all into one piece, and fabulously diverse. And it takes all these Greek myths and combines them all. Hades and Persephone, Hermes is in it, and it takes these various stories and puts them together into this tragic love story. And it just, the music was so incredible. And I said, this is nothing like I saw in the ads. This is nothing like I read about. But whatever this is that I'm listening to, I want to go see that live because the vocals, the songs, the music itself is so beautiful. So I bought tickets, orchestra seats at the Amundsen Theater here downtown Los Angeles. And on a whim, we went to go see the show, not knowing what I was getting into. And I just thought, you know what, this music will be good. I don't know what they were talking about online, about breaking into tears, all that kind of stuff. The show starts. When I tell you this musical was extraordinary, it was truly extraordinary. The vocals, the set, the harmonies, the structure of the songs themselves, the acting performances, the choreography. And then there came the song, Wait For Me, near the end of the first act, which is the video that I tuned out halfway through and was reading comments on, and they were all saying how amazing it was. And I didn't understand, but when you see it in the theater, I literally broke into tears during that scene. Halfway into that scene, I just started weeping. It is awe-inspiring. It is so wonderfully simplistic, the stagecraft that they use to create the effect, which I won't give away here because, you know, if someone wants to travel to go see it either on Broadway or in Los Angeles, it is worth it. But I won't give away what happens. It's a very simple moment, and just their use of light and dark and shadow. And it just, when it happens, I felt like I was watching a magic show. And they actually were using principles of using, you know, stronger lights to hide shadow that I've seen in actual magic shows. It was all played into this one moment in the show. But that was one thing. The tears were there, but all of it, the whole story itself was fantastic. So has easily become one of my favorite Broadway shows ever, which is a big thing to say. It's a very big statement. I've given this speech to friends of mine this weekend already, saying, if you want to go see it, I will go back with you to see it a second time. I purchased the album already. I played it religiously. Even I told you I went out the other night, and on the way home in the Uber, I had one of the songs stuck in my head, and I found myself playing it on my phone. I'm sure the driver was like, who is this guy leaving a nightclub playing a Broadway musical with sad songs? But it was just, it has such beautifully haunting music. I just wanted to play it again and sing with it. So it's already left the Twin Cities, but I'm just seeing it now. I'm late to the bandwagon. It won 10 Tonys, including Best Musical. Before the Broadway cast recording, there was a concept album release that won a Grammy. So it has won many awards. People have acknowledged how amazing the show is. And even when I went to go buy tickets, I could see that throughout the run here in Los Angeles, it was quite popular. So I knew something was happening here. So I'm late to the game from 2019, but in 2022, I can tell you, this show is a must-see.
Well, I'm never going to go. And because it took you 10 minutes to explain that, I'm very clear I'm never going to go. But however, I will listen to the album and just check out more of the songs, because the songs I heard, it just did not move me. So, yeah, I'm never going to see it.
But actually, my work here is done, because if you go on YouTube and listen to the Broadway cast recording from beginning to end, you won't be able to not want to see the show, because the music is that good. You're going to listen to it and say, what is this? I must go see this in theaters. So trust me, it's going to change you.
I'm not going to listen to it. I'm never going to say I must go. Nope, that's not going to happen.
I wonder if it's still here in June when you come here, because, you know, we could just go see it again.
I don't think so. Is there a Cirque du Soleil show? Same thing.
There is.
Cirque du Soleil, Hadestown. Cirque du Soleil, Hadestown. Same thing.
Very different. And you also said you were never going to watch all the Marvel films, and yet,
I've been watching them. I really have.
Yeah, you've been watching them all.
I've watched several of them now.
Right. And you realize how wonderful.
Because Javita loves them. So I sit with her and we watch them.
And they're great. So in the same way you say you're never, quote unquote, never going to see Hadestown or never going to do X, Y, and Z, I will leave ample space for you to see the brilliance of this show and want to go see it.
Oh, my gosh. You just put me on blast. I do not appreciate it.
I did. I did indeed.
Okay, Michael, we're going to take a break, because I need to breathe just to think about that and all that you put into that. That was really something. I've heard you talk about operas like that, but never a Broadway piece like that.
It's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary.
It's truly extraordinary. I'm playing the album, trying to learn the harmonies, just the musicality of it all. It's on a whole different level. So if you
I can't even get you to sing the prayer with me. You know the one,
well,
the one Andrea Bocelli and what's her name?
And
Celine Dion.
That's a much more
song, Celine. Oh, come on, Michael, really?
Oh, sorry. Yes, you're right. Celine Dion, correct. Sorry. Uh-huh. But you know, listen to Hadestown. And maybe we can sing one of those together.
God, no. No. No, I'm never going to listen to that. I'm not interested. I read all about it. I watched a couple of videos, and that was enough.
But again, it was really poorly advertised.
I know, son. I really appreciate you. But you know what we have to do right now?
Take a break.
I know. I have nothing but love for you, son. Oh, one more thing. I'm never going to see it. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone, as we start to end the conversations here on WCCO. I've had such a great time with my son, of course. It is now 10:51. And, Michael, I have one question I want to ask you before we leave tonight. Do you believe that we, right, our family, yourself and Joey, can survive without technology?
Can survive without technology? No, of course not. No. No one in modern Western society can survive without technology. That's such a large statement. It's not possible. Of course not.
I disagree with that. I think it's absolutely possible. I think if we merge the two, then I think we have something. I think everyone should be, if technology goes away all of a sudden, right? And mm-hmm. people think it's done and we're doomed. I read an article that said, you know, most people will be dead within like, you know, less than a week. And I'm like, yeah. No, if we prepare ourselves now to integrate the two, right?
Really? Wait, integrate what and what?
To integrate how to cook, how to eat, how to grow food, all of that. I mean, we know that gas and light and all of that is run by technology. Everything is technology. Mm-hmm. Our cars are technology, right? So
right.
I get that. But what if everybody had an old truck sitting somewhere and they go, well, you know, I'll just start driving this and take some leaded gas and
leaded gas in the car. but where are you going to get the gas?
Oh, that's true. Oh, you know what? What is that one? What is that one that they have created? It's a certain oil that you use to cook with. I forget what it's called.
But where are you going to buy that oil?
Propane. Oh, Javita said propane.
But even if it's
there
is no version of this where technology is not going to intersect with one's needs. For survival across the board. So we're talking technology at large, all facets of technology. No, there's no way you're going to survive because it touches everything in our lives, and more so now than it ever has before. Now, can people live closer to being off the grid? Absolutely. There are people that do it now. There are crazy people who live in a bunker somewhere, who knows where, and have all their stuff, and they hunt, and they live off the grid, but don't have cell phones. We know that those people exist. So that's possible, yes. But someone who is currently in modern technological society suddenly shifting away and learning how to do that, not the case. In fact, this points to a kind of stupid conversation I was having with friends of mine a few weeks ago at a bar where they were like, yeah, I was talking about all my allergies.
My question reminds you of a stupid conversation?
I was talking about all my allergies, and they were saying, you know, they were saying if a zombie apocalypse came, they would survive. And I quickly said, oh, I wouldn't. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, oh, no, I'd be the first to go. I have too many allergies. I have too many needs. Certain foods I can't eat. I have to take enzymes to eat anything. I get cold all the time. I said, oh, no, I wouldn't make it. I would hug those that I love and say it was good. It was a good run, but I'm going to be a zombie because I'm not making it. But the two of them were convinced that they would both survive and wouldn't turn into a zombie. And I was like, I guess because they've watched a TV show and know the rules. I haven't seen The Walking Dead. I don't know the rules. I'm like, no, I wouldn't make it. It wouldn't be me.
Okay, final question. We're going to get off of that because you win. You win. So, Michael, final question, very short. Disney, $157 million or whatever it is they give to Florida. Have you discussed that at all with your friends or you guys talk about it at all?
Oh, it's the silliest thing ever because, of course, DeSantis was like, oh, we're going to take away your special district. And then finally, Disney came back and said, oh, great. Well, then you get to pay our debt of $1 billion. That, of course, has to get financed by Florida taxpayers. So now it's in this weird kind of stalemate where Disney is going to proceed as they were while DeSantis has to figure out if he really means this, if he really is going to go forward with the bill he signed into law. He has to figure out where he's going to get $1 billion. But, of course, all of this is affecting the stock market, and the Disney share price is lower than it hit at the like base of the 2020 recession. I mean, I bought Disney stock at 115 per share, and it's below that. It was at 113 last time I checked. I'm not sure where it's going. And that, of course, is just after Netflix announced that they had lost subscribers and their stock tanked. It broke. It went below 200, down from 600 plus as it was before. So those two events are driving down all the tech stocks across the board, and it's just not looking great. So, you know, it's like, is it the time to buy? I'm not sure. I'm not the expert, but I'm looking forward to seeing what happens between Bob Chapek and DeSantis in Florida with Disney World.
I think people are getting tired of streaming and watching all these shows, and I think it's too much. I think we've got overload. I shouldn't say we.
Oh, I totally.
I shouldn't
agree.
Say we.
No, because they are people are are consuming all of this content at higher levels than ever before. The numbers of people watching streaming services has not gone down. The people willing to pay premium prices for certain services has. So they're picking which services they want, which ones they're willing to turn off for a few months, wait for the next episode of something else. But no, they're all still watching all these services at large.
Unbelievable. You know, I love you, son. You're my favorite son. All right. Love you, honey. Bye. Good night, everyone. Welcome back, everyone, as we start to end the conversations here on WCCO. I've had such a great time with my son. Of course, it is now 10:51. And Michael, I have one question I want to ask you before we leave tonight. Do you believe that we, right, our family, yourself and Joey, can survive without technology?
Can survive without technology? No, of course not. No. No one in modern Western society can survive without technology. That's such a large statement. It's not possible. Of course not.
I disagree with that. I think it's absolutely possible. I think if we merge the two, then I think we have something. Well, I think everyone should be, if technology goes away all of a sudden, right? And people think it's done and we're doomed. I read an article that said, you know, most people will be dead within like, you know, less than a week. And I'm like, no, if we prepare ourselves now to integrate the two, right?
Really? Wait, integrate what and what?
To integrate how to cook, how to eat, how to grow food, all of that. I mean, we know that gas and light and all of that is run by technology. Everything is technology. Mm-hmm. Our cars are technology, right? So
right.
I get that. But what if everybody had an old truck sitting somewhere and they go, well, you know, I'll just start driving this and take some leaded gas and
Gas in the car. but where are you going to get the gas?
Oh, that's true. Oh, you know what? What is that one that they have created? It's a certain oil that you use to cook with. I forget what it's called.
But where are you going to buy that oil?
Propane. Oh, Javita said propane.
But even if it's...
Huh.
There is no version of this where technology is not going to intersect with one's needs for survival across the board. So we're talking technology at large, all facets of technology. No, there's no way you're going to survive because it touches everything in our lives, and more so now than it ever has before. Now, can people live closer to being off the grid? Absolutely. There are people that do it now. There are crazy people who live in a bunker somewhere, who knows where, and have all their stuff, and they hunt, and they live off the grid, they don't have cell phones. We know that those people exist. So that's possible, yes. But someone who is currently in modern technological society suddenly shifting away and learning how to do that, not the case. In fact, this points to a kind of stupid conversation I was having with friends of mine a few weeks ago at a bar where they were like, yeah, I was talking about all my allergies.
My question reminds you of a stupid conversation.
I was talking about all my allergies, they were saying, you know, they were saying if a zombie apocalypse came, they would survive. And I quickly said, oh, I wouldn't. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, oh, no, I'd be the first to go. I have too many allergies. I have too many needs. Certain foods I can't eat. I have to take enzymes to eat anything. I get cold all the time. I said, oh, no, I wouldn't make it. I would hug those that I love and say, it was good. It was a good run, but I'm going to be a zombie because I'm not making it. But the two of them were convinced that they would both survive and wouldn't turn into a zombie. And I was like, I guess because they've watched a TV show and know the rules. I haven't seen The Walking Dead. I don't know the rules. I'm like, no, I would make it. It wouldn't be me.
Okay, final question. We're going to get off of that because you win. You win. So, Michael, final question, very short. Disney, $157 million or whatever it is they give to Florida. Have you discussed that at all with your friends or you guys talk about it at all?
Oh, it's the silliest thing ever because, of course, DeSantis was like, oh, we're going to take away your special district. And then finally, Disney came back and said, oh, great. Well, then you have to pay our debt of $1 billion. That, of course, has to get financed by Florida taxpayers. So now it's in this weird kind of stalemate where Disney is going to proceed as they were, while DeSantis has to figure out if he really means this, if he really is going to go forward with the bill he signed into law, he has to figure out where he's going to get $1 billion. But, of course, all of this is affecting the stock market, and the Disney share price is lower than it hit at the like base of the 2020 recession. I mean, I bought Disney stock at 115 per share, and it's below that. It was at 113 last time I checked. I'm not sure where it's going. And that, of course, is just after Netflix announced that they had lost subscribers and their stock tanked. It broke. It went below 200, down from 600 plus as it was before. So those two events are driving down all the tech stocks across the board, and it's just not looking great. So, you know, it's like, is it the time to buy? I'm not sure. I'm not the expert, but I'm looking forward to seeing what happens between Bob Chapek and DeSantis in Florida with Disney World.
I think people are getting tired of streaming and watching all these shows, and I think it's too much. I think we've got overload. I shouldn't say we.
Oh, I totally.
I shouldn't
agree.
Say we.
No, because they are people are consuming all of this content at higher levels than ever before. The numbers of people watching streaming services has not gone down. The people willing to pay premium prices for certain services has. So they're picking which services they want, which ones they're willing to turn off for a few months, wait for the next episode of something else. But no, they're all still watching all these services at large.
Unbelievable. You know, I love you, son. You're my favorite
you
son. All right.
Still
love
winning.
You, honey. Bye.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.